You're listening to a message from Victory. In view of God's mercy, let us live out the gospel by loving God and others. Join us as we continue the book of Romans in our series, The Gospel Expressed.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Again, welcome to our online worship service. Can you imagine? This is now November 8. 11 month of the year. Okay? Malapit na mo, Pasko na. And that also means 8 months na po tayong naka-quarantine. But praise God, we're still together. And also, the good news is, next week, November 15, magbabago na po yung ating online services. It will be 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And that is to give way to our preparation for our resumption of our on-site worship service. I know you're all excited like I am. And so let's keep praying that the Lord will gather us together as a church so that we can worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, going to our series, this is now the last installment of our Romans series. Okay, the Gospel Explained and the Gospel Expressed. We are now finishing our 22 weeks of preaching in this book of Romans. And I hope and pray, meron po kayong natutunan at higit sa lahat, kayo pong nai-apply ang inyong mga natutunan sa ating pinag-aralan. Right now, let me invite you to read with me Romans chapter 16. We'll be going through the entire chapter, pero ang babasahin lang po natin is verses 17 to 20, and then magja-jump po tayo sa verses 25 hanggang sa end po ng chapter. Please open your Bible to Romans chapter 16. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Verse 25 to 27 now. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us to understand what it means, Lord God, to walk in unity and learn how to preserve it and protect it and promote it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when you look at the verses we read today, at the this is the last part of Romans letter of Paul. Okay, ang makikita po natin dito, from beginning of chapter 12 all the way to chapter 16, meron pong common thing that Paul is trying to tell his audience. Ang makikita po natin yung idea ng harmony, yung love, yung peace, okay, yung welcoming each other has been in every chapter almost. From chapter 12 all the way to chapter 16. And Paul is seemingly saying to his audience, there is something I want you to understand. There is something I want you to see that, and this is very important. I know, we need to remember, no? Paul is writing to an audience of two separate groups, okay? The Gentiles and the Jews, and that has caused so much problem in the church, and that is why Paul is now telling them, okay, there is unity and we need to understand what this is all about. And I want you to see that from chapter 12 hanggang chapter 16, yan po yung paulit-ulit na sinasabi ni Paul. Now, okay, let me just read to you some scriptures, okay? Bilisan lang po natin. In chapter 12, verse 16, he said, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Verse 18, it says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Chapter 13, verse 10, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Okay? Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Chapter 14, verse 19, it says, so then let us pursue. Okay? Let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Chapter 14, verse 1, it says, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. Chapter 15, verse 5 and 6, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what you can see, and then in verse 16, chapter 16, okay, ito po yung last chapter, talking about Phoebe, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and help her in whatever she may need from you. For she has been a patron of many and of yours, of myself as well. Now, why am I showing you all the scriptures in the previous chapters where we'll be talking about chapter 16? Well, there's the reason why. Because I want to show you that Paul has been talking about unity from chapter 12 all the way to chapter 16. And yet not necessarily say the word unity, but that is exactly what he's saying. Exactly what Paul is saying, that there is unity that was brought about by the gospel and they ought to pursue it. And Paul is now going to talk about, okay, again, in this chapter 16, even the word unity was not mentioned, but the warning against this unity was mentioned. So what Paul is saying, okay, again, when you're reading the Bible, para po yung nakikinig sa one end of the phone conversation, you can only hear one side. You can only hear what Paul is saying. You don't hear what people are asking on the other end of the line. And Paul is basically saying, this is what you were asking, this is what is happening, this now I'm telling you. So, pag binasa po natin yung chapter 16, the entire chapter, mahahati po natin yan sa tatlo. Picture unity, chapter 1 to 16, protect unity, verses 17 to 20, yun po yung binasa natin. Promote unity, yan po yung dalawang binasa natin. So when we look at this, okay, I want us to, eto na po yung outline natin, no? And I want us to look at what the Bible is saying. What Paul is saying. So when we look at picture unity, pagka si Paul ba, pinipikit niya yung mata niya, at ano yung nakikita niyang picture na unity? But what about you? If I ask you to close your eyes right now, and what is the first word that, or the picture, the first picture that comes to your mind when I say unity? Okay, close your eyes, just for a few seconds. Exactly, di ba? Ang lumalabas sa mga mata niyo ngayon, chain. Di ba? Magkahawak na kamay. And then many times we say, you know, we're only as strong as its weakest link. Diba? A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And yet what Paul, when I read this, when Paul closes his eyes, the picture he sees are not concept. Picture he sees are names of people. Picture he sees are faces of people he worked with. That is what he sees. So when we talk about picture of unity, really what we're talking about are people and faces. Different people. And let's go through that. Okay, let's just go through chapter verses 1 to 16. Pero hindi po natin babasahin lahat for the sake of time. But I want to focus on verses 1 and 2. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Sensrae, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you. For she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Now, interesting on how Paul described Phoebe. Sabi niya kay Phoebe, she's a sister. Ibig sabihin, I don't think this is a sister biologically, but Paul is saying this is a sister in the Lord. That's what he's talking about. Not only is she a sister, but she's also a servant. That's another interesting word, by the way, because that word servant in Greek, it's the same word, the same Greek word that we can see when we go all the way back to Acts chapter 6. When, you know, when the apostles appointed servants or deacons that will serve the widows. So it's the same word. So ibig sabihin po niyan, si Phoebe is a deacon. Okay, and she's a woman. Not only that, she's also a saint. Okay, sabi niya, worthy of the saints. Okay, so si Phoebe was described SSS, no? Sister, servant, and saints. And helper. Now, another interesting word here is patron. Okay? Hindi po patron saint. Pero what that word actually means benefactor. The one who helps financially. Si Phoebe po kasi, most likely, yung sinasabi po ng mga ibang commentator, si Phoebe daw po is like Lydia of Philippi. Mayaman po itong babae na to. And she's been helping the church and she's been helping Paul. And commentaries will also tell us that most likely, si Phoebe po ang nagdala nitong letter na ito sa Rome. Dahil bumibiyahe po siya. And she was the one who brought this letter to the believers in Rome. Ito po ang nakakatuwa dyan. So si Phoebe is a woman. Now, another woman that I want to point out to you is verse 3. Greet Prisca. Okay, Prisca is a Latin word name for Priscilla. Because in Acts, makikita po natin Priscilla and Aquila, yung mag-asawa po. Okay? And my fellow workers in Christ Jesus who risk their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Amazing. Meron pong church sa bahay nila Priscilla and Aquila. And greet my beloved Epinetus, who was the first convert in Asia, to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who worked hard for you. Amazing, okay? Yung pagtinignan po natin itong mga names na ito, hindi na po natin titignan lahat. Please read it on your own. Hanggang verse 16. Ang makikita po natin dito is 27 names. Okay? So what I see here is whenever Paul would close his eyes and if he wants to picture unity, ano yung nakikita niya? Nakikita niya po mga tao. Nakikita niya faces of people and names of people who work with. What about you? What is the picture of unity for you? You see what Paul is doing here. Bakit makikita po natin dito kay Paul, no? 27 names, actual names. Pero actually, meron po yung 29 names. Kasi po, sama natin yung mother ni Rufus at yung sister ni Nerus. Okay? So what you'll see is that out of this 27 actual name that was mentioned here, all right? 10 of them were women. Women po ang na-list dyan. And out of the 10 women that was listed here, 7 of them were listed, okay, in terms of their ministry work. So ibig sabihin, they are part of the ministry of the church. And only 3 men were mentioned in terms of their ministry. And yung tatlong lalaki po na yun, married pa doon sa 7 na binanggit natin kanina. Priscilla is married to Aquila, and Adronicus is married to Junia. So, ang makikita po natin, ito lang po, I just want to set the record straight. Okay, from the book of Romans, what we can see is that the Apostle Paul believed in women in ministry. And that's all I have to say to that. So what can we see here is that Paul was very friendly and welcoming to people. He's very welcoming. He's not choosy. He's not very choosy when it comes to seeing people working with him. He is very welcoming of people, very friendly. Ang makikita po natin dito sa Apostle Paul was never a lone ranger. Hindi siya lone ranger. He's always with people. He always work with people. He always have people with him. So, again, no, pag inisip po natin, the picture of unity is the faces of people he worked with. Jews, Gentiles, men, women, freed, okay, slaves, rich, and poor. So, pag tinignan po ninyo yung lista na yan, at tinignan niyo po yung lahat ng pangalan na nandyan sa chapter 16, alright, makikita po ninyo dyan, iba-ibang klaseng tao ang kasama ni Paul. What you can see is the church in Rome is a very diverse group of people. Not only of races, but also of their social status. Pag tinignan po niya, meron pong mayaman, meron mahirap, meron mga babae, meron mga lalaki, may mga bata, meron mga hindi masyadong bata, meron mga tao na nauna sa pagiging Kristiyano kaysa kay Paul. And what's so amazing about Paul is that he honors these people. He honored people. He named them and he honored what they've done for the ministry of Christ. And he was willing just to bless them. And can you imagine that? Here's the Apostle Paul, telling other people, greet these people for me. They are with you and they are leaders of the church. And please, connect with people. So ang question ko po dito, ang magandang tanong po sa ating lahat is ito. What about us? What about you watching this preaching today? Who are you connected to? You see, Paul understood that God saved them into a family. You know, it was the grace of God that brought these two people together. It was the grace of God and the gospel that brought all these people together. And Paul understood that he needed to be connected with many of them. Ang tanong ko po, who are you connected to? Who are you connected to in this community? You know, in this community, in this church, we talk about Victory Group. And I hope and pray that you are not just doing your own thing. I hope and pray that you are part of a Victory Group. Because we want you to grow in your relationship with God. Another question I want to ask you is, do you give honor to people whom honor is due? Ino-honor mo ba yung mga leaders mo? Ino-honor mo ba yung mga tao na kasama mo sa trabaho? Ino-honor mo ba yung mga tao that work with you? I hope and pray you do that because the Apostle Paul did not fail to do that. He always honor people. He always tell them, you know what, you guys are doing a good job and the grace of God is upon you. And greet these people because they are working hard for the Lord. They are working hard for you. I hope and pray that you appreciate people around you. But above all, I hope and pray that you are connected. Because this is what this message is all about. Chapter 16 is about being connected to the community. Chapter 16 is telling us that we are united in Christ. And I pray that you will find someone that you can connect to. You know, Pastor Steve once said that our church is too big na for us to get to know everyone in the church. But the church is not big enough. Okay, it's not big enough for you not to have a friend in the church. You can always find someone that you can get connected to in this church. And I pray that you will take that to heart. So that's the picture. So when we talk about picture unity, Paul pictures people's faces he worked with. What about you? Sino yung mga tao na yan sa buhay mo? Next is that, you know, not only is Paul telling us to picture unity, but this is an amazing thing. Okay, see, Paul, very welcoming and very friendly. Two people, okay, who are on the same, you know, who are preaching the same gospel with him, but he is very, very strong and sometimes ferocious when it comes to people who would cause the church to be divided. I mean, you know, when you study the other writings of Paul in Philippians, he called these people dogs. Can you imagine that? Here's the Apostle Paul calling people dogs. People who were, you know, causing division in the church, he calls them dogs in Corinth. Okay, people that Paul calls those people false teachers. They disguise in the, you know, as people of righteousness. Apostle Paul, pagka may nakikita siya mga tao na talagang inaatake, not people, but inaatake yung gospel, he is very strong when it comes to that. You see, he's a good picture of a good shepherd. Diba? Good shepherd si Paul. He takes care of his people, but whenever an enemy comes, he will not baby the enemy. So, the next point that I want to talk about is picture. Okay, first picture unity, now protect unity. Paul, that is why in the verses we read earlier in chapters, verses 17 through 20, sabi niya dito, I appeal to you, brothers, watch out. Say, watch out. You need to watch out for those who cause divisions, create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Itong sinasabi ni Paul, we need to watch out. Okay, kailangan po, mag-iingat tayo. At tingnan po natin, alamin po natin ano yung ginagawa ng mga yan. We need to be vigilant. And then sabi niya, avoid them. Very strong word. Diba? Paul is very strong when it comes to people causing divisions and creating obstacles to the doctrine that you have been taught. Now, last week, we just talked about chapter 14 and chapter 15. Obviously, Paul is not saying that we should avoid people that we don't agree with. Obviously, Paul is not saying that we should avoid those people who do things that we don't agree with. Okay, kasi yung issue last week, di ba, diet. Eh, yung mga kumakain ito, kinakain nila lahat. Yung iba, hindi nila kinakain yung iba. Sabi niya, you know, don't avoid them, love them. And then sinabi niya, yung day of worship, don't avoid them, love them. Why? Because you are part of this family. So, let me get this straight, okay? What Paul is saying here is that people that we need to avoid and to watch out for are people who would disagree not on the non-essentials, but on the essential doctrines of the gospel. Ano po yung mga ibang, iname lang po natin yung mga essentials. Pag sinabi natin essentials, ano ibig sabihin natin? Well, essential is that we are all saved by grace through faith. That Jesus is God. That we believe in Trinity, three persons in one God. That we believe that the Bible is infallible and inerrant. Okay? So when people start preaching otherwise, so what Paul is saying, watch out for those people. Watch out for those people who will cause division and obstacles contrary to the doctrine. Kaya sabi ni Paul dyan, di ba? For such persons, do not serve our Lord Christ, but they serve their own appetite. That's what Paul is saying. What Paul is saying, okay, these people are smooth talkers. Ang gagaling magsalita ng mga to. Ang gagaling, ang tatalino nito. Hindi sila magsasalita ng something na basta-basta mo makikita na mali ka agad. No, no, no. Paul is saying, you need to be careful with these people because these people are smooth talkers. They use flattery. They flatter people. Not because they love the Lord, but because they love themselves. They are distracting you from focusing on the Lord, but to focus on them. They are distorting the gospel. They are telling you to do other things to be saved. No, no, no. Paul is saying this is how you to be, how one person ought to be saved. Put your faith in Christ Jesus. And they're causing divisions. They are telling people, I am for this, I am for that. No, what Paul is saying, we need to protect unity. It's the same thing he said in Philippians. Chapter 3, verse 19. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly and they glory in their shame with mindset on earthly things. Same thing he said in 2 Corinthians. Okay, this is what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And what I am doing, I will continue to do in order to undermine the claim of those who would claim that in their boasted mission, they work on the same terms as we do. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds. Paul is very careful and very strong when talked about people who are dividing the church. Paul says, watch out for them. Don't give them the attention they need. Okay, pagka may sinasabi sila na napaka-divisive, huwag mo nang pansinin. Huwag mo nang patulan yung tweet. Huwag mo nang patulan yung Facebook chat. Okay, huwag mo nang patulan yung mga post doon na hindi naman nakaka-encourage. Ang focus hindi sa kanila, ang focus hindi kay Lord. Huwag mo nang pansinin yun. Huwag mo nang, you know, in our day and time, kasi minsan, di ba, gusto mo ipagtanggol si Lord. Diba? Gusto mo ipagtanggol si Lord, and yet the Lord does not need us to protect Him and defend Him. That is why Paul says in verse 19, for your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. This I want you to do. I want you to be watchful and avoid them. How do we do that? Etong sabi niya. I love this song. Okay. When I was younger, meron pong kanta yung Romans 16, 19 says. I don't know if you remember that song. Romans 16, 19 says. Be excellent in what is good. Be innocent of evil. Be excellent in what is good. Be innocent of evil. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. Okay? Pasensya na po kayo. Na-excite lang ako. But that's what Paul is saying. You want to be watchful of these people and you need to avoid them. How do we do that? By being wise as to what is good and by being innocent to what is evil. We need to focus on the works of Christ in our lives. And I love the last part of verse 20, it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That's what Paul is talking about. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul understood that the only way for us to protect unity and preserve this unity is by the grace of God. Same is true with our salvation. It is all by His grace. So Paul, not only is talking about picture unity and see people around you, not only that, but he also says we need to protect unity because there will be people that would come who would try to destroy this unity among us. But again, let me be clear, ha? Yung pong mga tao, kailangan alamin natin. Kasi minsan din po, ang bilis natin yung magtawag na mga false teachers yan just because we don't agree with them. Ang mga false brothers yan kasi we don't like what they do. No. Let's be clear that they are truly veering away from the essential doctrines. And then, Paul says, the best way to protect unity is, number three, is to promote unity. How? By proclaiming the gospel. By proclaiming the gospel. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel. Look at this, Paul is saying here. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages but has now been disclosed through prophetic writings, has been made known to all nations. Through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations according to the command of the eternal God to bring about obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. This is how we can promote unity. Continue to proclaim the gospel. Focus on what Christ has done. And Paul is saying, no more secrets. Wala na sikreto. This has been made known. By the way, this verses lang po is another preaching, so I'm not going to dwell on this so much. But I want you to focus on the gospel and on Jesus Christ. This is a mystery that's been revealed now. And it's been in writing, known to all nations. We ought to promote this unity to all nations. So what Paul is saying, let us be encompassing with people. Let's welcome people. Let's love them. Let's preach the word to them. And then also Paul acknowledged that it is only God who can strengthen us to do the work that he has asked us to do. As I land, what can we learn from this chapter? You see, how can we protect and guard unity? Well, Paul is saying, let's all be welcoming to all believers and honor them for what they have done for the ministry. Let's be welcoming. Let's honor people. Let's not be choosy. Just because we don't like their hair, just because they don't like the music they listen to, just because they don't like the way they talk, just because they don't like the way they think about things. No, let's welcome every believer. That's what Paul is saying in this text. That is why he named 27 people. Why? Because he wants to tell us. Let's be welcoming all believers. Number two, not only do you need to welcome people, but you also need to protect this unity that God has given us. So avoid people who cause distraction. I mean, when I say distraction, I'm saying they put, again, like what Paul said, they're not serving our Lord Christ. They're not serving our Lord Christ. Okay, that's what he said. Instead, their Lord is but their own appetites, their own belly, their own desires. They're distracting us from focusing on the Lord and focusing on people. And we need to avoid people who will distort the gospel, who will add to the gospel. And we need to avoid people who cause division. Maybe naging guilty tayo dyan, no? Minajor natin yung mga minor. Tapos minaminor natin yung mga major. And I pray that if the Lord is speaking to you, I pray that you will repent today. If you have caused division in the body of Christ because of little things you don't agree with. Little things like you don't agree with the church because they don't serve communion every week. And then you tell people, no, we need to major. No, wait. You will not be saved and you will not lose your salvation if you will not take communion. Communion is wonderful. But again, let us not cause division. And if you have been an instrument of division in the body of Christ, I pray that you will repent today and ask the Lord to forgive you. And if you've been quick in calling people false,
I hope and pray that you will also repent today. Lastly, what can we learn? We need to keep proclaiming the gospel. That is the way to promote the gospel. And as I end, I want us to pray for all of us. And I want us just to bow down our heads and close our eyes. First of all, I want to pray that the Lord will help us understand that we ought to welcome people even though we don't agree with them, because they are believers, because they all belong to Christ. We all belong to the body of Christ. We might not agree with them, we might not like them, but Paul says, let's welcome them. Let's honor what they're doing for the Lord. And I just pray that the Lord will show you people that you need to connect to. I pray that if you're not connected to anyone right now, I pray that the Lord will put a name in your heart and that you will contact that person today and that you will ask that person, would you please help me with my walk with the Lord? Would you please help me with my relationship with my wife? Would you please help me with my relationship with my children? Would you please help me with my relationship and with my walk with God? Will you connect with people today? You see, God has never designed us to be alone. God designed the church to be together and united. Lord, I just pray. I pray, Lord, that you would just come right now. Lord, may you put a name in our hearts of people we need to connect to. People that would help us with our walk with you. People that would help us in our character building. People that would help us love you more and love people more. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I also pray that you would help us understand, Lord, that we need to protect this unity that you have given us. That this gift of unity, Lord, that you have united us, even though we're so different from one another, even though we speak different languages, even though we, you know, we don't talk the same way. But Lord, I pray that may you help us to watch out for people who will try to distract us, who will try to distort the gospel, who will try to cause division in the church. And Lord, I pray if I was the one who caused division in the body of Christ, Lord, I pray that you would forgive me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. One last group of people I want to pray for before we end. You see, unity can only be achieved when you are first united with Christ Jesus. If you've not been united with the Lord and what He has done on the cross for you, it will be impossible for you to be united with other people. If you're here today, and you've never surrendered your life to Christ, you see, Jesus died. He came and He died. And He broke those walls of hostility between you and God and between you and others. Would you accept Him right now? Would you open your heart to receive Him today? If that is you, would you pray this simple prayer today? Say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart and receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for uniting me with you and with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would also unite me with other believers around me who would help me with my walk with you. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of eternal life and the forgiveness of my sin. And help me from this day on to walk in accordance to your ways and to walk together with other believers. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Kung pinag-pray mo po yung prayer na yun, sincerely in your heart, would you please message us so that we can connect with you, so that we can help you with your walk with the Lord. Again, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, next week, wala na po tayong 3 o'clock service. Meron po tayong 5 p.m. na online service. God bless you. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.